Philip Sample, PA Executive Georgian Q. Today's date is 11/21/2022. Dictation is for Voshel Gama. Gama spells G-A-M-A. Voshel spells V-O-C-H-E-L. Date of birth is 03/06/2003. This is a 19-year-old child accompanied by dad. Hibbert fever period. And child says this has been going on for approximately 2 days. Came in because of it. He's having no response with over-the-counter medication. Set the temperature max at home is 100.3 or 4. Said when you take medication, it will go down, but come right back up, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports coughing. Says coughing is productive of green sputum. Next paragraph, patient reports headache. Said headache is located in the frontal sinus region. He said headache is worse with leaning forward. He described not the worst of his life. He said it's pressure-like, period. Next paragraph, patient reports tightness in his chest. He said this occurs only when he coughs. Open parentheses, patient said he has asthma and this feels similar, period. Close parentheses. Next paragraph, patient states he's out of his asthma medication. Next paragraph, patient reports body aches. Next paragraph, past medical history, asthma, past surgical history. Coartation of the aorta repaired. Next paragraph, family history is negative. Next paragraph. Social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Medication. I said he's out of his asthma medication. Usually take albuterol. Next line, Theraflu. Next line, Tylenol. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 159/84. Pulse 79. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Face, tandem maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph. Throat. No edema, no erythema. No exudate. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs.
Patient here, he has bowel on his knee.
Gout?
Yeah, but he has no insurance.
Okay. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. He has diffuse. Inspiratory and expiratory. Question, he has diffuse expiratory wheezes, no use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephaly, papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, he bears weight well. With no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis, number 2 is acute rhinitis, number 3 is asthma, acute exacerbation. Next assessment, fever. Next paragraph, patient was offered albuterol, a nebulizer treatment consists of albuterol and Atrovent times one. Open parenthesis, parents refused, citing funding, close parenthesis. They agreed to Rocephin, 1 gram IM, and dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for approximately 15-20 minutes, then reevaluated, reports no side effects from the medication. And that says they're compatible with my discharge plans. Prescription for the following, nebulizer machine. Number one, with tubes and mass. Next medication, albuterol, 2.5/5 mL. You take 3 mL with home nebulizer, TID-PRN, for cough/wheezing. Next medication, Zitromax, 250 mg, 2 PO now, then 1 PO daily until go. Next medication, prednisone, 20 mg, 1 PO daily for 10 days. Number 10, use advice to increase fluids, to avoid cigarette smokes, to come back to your clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.